Hey, this is Casey Smotherman. This is Investor Creators Women in Business podcast. I am here with Tasha Bird today. We've been in business together for 4 years now.
It's crazy.
Which is hard to believe.
It is. That is crazy.
Yeah.
It's been that long.
It has been a while, but it's been a fun journey. So I'll just let you kind of introduce yourself.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Cool. So I'm Tasha. Like she said, I feel like on investor creator side, I've probably done a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. Started out over here as answering support emails, helping file some papers, which I'm not good at all. But they gave me a chance and started me there, and have just kind of slowly moved my way around doing different things. And now I direct a lot of the chaos in Investor Creator.
She directs all the chaos.
Yes. In Investor Creator. So with some help, y'all help. But yeah, so that's what I'm doing now. I have always done some type of entrepreneurship, but I've been with Brad and Casey for almost 4 years. I think it'll be 4 years next month. So yeah, it's been a fun ride, a very unexpected fun ride.
Yeah, because you owned a business prior to coming to business with us. So you've had a long journey of being a business owner and knowing what that's like.
Yep.
So you're also a mom and a wife.
Yes.
So that's one thing that we always talk to other women about is how do they have that elusive balance of being a mom, being a wife, being a business owner. So tell us about your family.
Yeah. So I have a husband, child. I have a husband. He's wonderful. But I have two girls in addition to that, and 13-year-old and an 8-year-old. And for all the women out there that have a teenager, you know.
we're not there yet. So I'm like, Tasha.
No. I know. I forewarn you guys all the time. I'm like, Harper and I got into it last night about this and just get ready.
Yeah.
But yes, 13-year-old, 8-year-old, they're both very involved in activities. Charlie and I are in like the busiest season of our lives right now. And then we both have leadership positions at our jobs. And so there's a lot of balancing going on in our family for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So what have you found, or what are some tools and tactics that you found to be able to balance or figure out how to do all the things?
So it's always a work in progress. Mm-hmm. And our life is not pretty most of the time. And I feel like it's a lot of dividing. And so Casey and I were talking today about like, what are we going to talk about today? And I was like, I feel like it's something that a lot of women talk about, but we could always continue talking about and getting better, is like managing being the main person in your job and in your home and in these little people's lives. And so for us, it's a lot of dividing and conquering. I'm very thankful for my husband because he's usually with the little one because he coaches her sports, and with her music, he's musical. So that's a priority for him. So they do their thing. And then my daughter's very involved in cheer. And so we do that. And then at work, I just try to manage my time as well as I can. So it's very limited what I can do in office, right? So my kids, Brian and Casey they totally promote work-life balance. Mm-hmm. And like, you guys are family people with small kids. So like, they encourage that with their employees too. Like, make sure you have time for your family and your children. And so for me, it's a priority to take my kids to school and pick them up. Mm-hmm. And so I know with my office time, like, I have to cram it out. And so sometimes there may be a meeting that can be an email, and I have to do that. So it's just making sure that the important things that I have to be involved in, I get those done. And then at home, I have to delegate a lot. Mm. You know, we've had to Biggie Smalls, more money, more problems, right? So like, the higher you climb up, I think, in a role in a job, the less stuff you're able to do at home. And I can't be replaced as a wife or a mom. Maybe I can as a wife. I don't know. Charlie may be like, yes, you can.
No way. She can be replaced.
Yeah. But I can't be replaced there. And then also, like, in IC, I could be replaced, but I'm important to keep things together here too. And so those are my priorities. And so I have to be present there, but I don't have to be present with cleaning my house or mowing my yard. I Instacart a lot. Mm-hmm. So I try to utilize things to make the stuff, like the busy stuff in life, easier and take that off my plate. the things that don't matter to be present, the things that do matter.
We have to pick our non-negotiables. Like, what are the top things? Like you said, picking up your kids from school every day.
Yes.
That's one of mine too. It's like, I want to be there for that. Mm-hmm. Be there for all the things.
Yep.
Maybe we don't want to be at everything.
There's
things. We've talked about that before. It's like, maybe sometimes it's like, I don't want to be the one to volunteer for that.
Yeah. Yes.
But for the most part, you got to pick your non-negotiables and mm-hmm. then figure out, like, what do I have time blocking our days,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And then going from there. So, I mean, that was one thing too. That was one thing that was really difficult for me was outsourcing cleaning the house.
Yes.
I don't know why that was such a hard thing for me. Mm-hmm. Just mentally, I'm like, no, like, I can clean my own house.
Yes.
But I realized, I just did a live with Brad. He was in there, like, wiping off the whiteboard. And it had been on there for a while, so it's, like, stuck on there. Mm-hmm. And so I did a live for our scale members who are our apprentices that are scaling their business. And now they're beginning to hire people.
Yes.
And he's over there, like, scrubbing the whiteboard. I'm like, let's talk about low value tasks here, yes, and things that, like, we really probably should delegate out.
Yep.
Like, let's let somebody else scrub the whiteboard. Let's let somebody else clean our house, because our time as business owners mm-hmm. and leaders needs to be in growing growth and vision,
yep,
all that good stuff, which I know that that's something you and Brad are very much like visionaries.
Yeah.
So, I'm more of the detailed person. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, that's one thing too, like making sure that you have space, even just mental space when you're a visionary,
yes,
to be able to
think positively,
yes,
about where you're going or where your team's going. Because if you're bogged down with, like, I got to get this and this and this done, that's why anytime we have a vacation, mm-hmm, like, I probably need to look into, like, professional packers. Like, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Because that stirs my head up so bad. Mm-hmm. Like, the week before we're going anywhere, it's hard for me to get stuff done and be in, like, a productive headspace because my head's so bogged down with all the stuff. And
yes,
so even, like, being a, like, visionary person, it's hard to put yourself in a happy, mm-hmm, you know, positive, this is where we're going.
Yeah.
When you're bogged down.
Totally.
With just life.
Well, and I know you and I are very similar in, like, we like our life to be organized. We,
yes,
like things to be. So, I mean, one thing for me, I have a professional organizer. So shout out to Suddenly Simple and Lee. She's,
yes,
been a lifesaver because she comes and she helps me get organized.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like, you know, that was something that I would have viewed as very a splurge, you,
yeah,
know, to have that. But really, for us to be able to run two,
yep,
companies and, like,
yeah,
we have to have those kinds of things just to have the mental space where it's like, okay, my home is organized, my pantry is organized, and I can,
yes,
find things. And easily,
there's nothing
so
worse than getting into a closet where you open the door and it falls on your head.
Yep.
Nothing makes me want to just set everything on fire.
Right.
Like,
I just want to get rid of
it. And it does. It puts you in a bad spot.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't, like, imagine ever getting out of that or ever having better or doing more productive things when all that's going on. So I know they came here at the office and,
yes,
did a lot. And mm-hmm, it's so nice for me even just to go get, oh, I hit my thing. It's so nice for me just to go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because, yeah, it's organized and, like,
labeled and so,
yeah,
pretty.
It just feels good.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel very productive here.
For
and
sure.
So, yeah, I mean, that's an important piece that people may look as a splurge, but when you're busy momming, wifing, leading, running two companies, mm-hmm, yeah, like, it's a necessity,
yeah,
instead of a splurge, for sure.
For sure, for sure. So, taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
So, we've talked about outsourcing, mm-hmm, the must-dos. I mean, we all have to eat.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we don't have to have plain houses, but, mm-hmm, it's you know, it's a must, yeah, for people.
Oh, yeah.
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 So, taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do you are on calls almost all day long.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving a lot of energy to your team,
yeah,
your mental energy. And so, like, how do you take care of yourself amongst?
I'm always improving on that, by the way. And honestly, sometimes you and Brad will call me out for it, which is good. You guys are like, hey, you're expending a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. Just make sure that you're eating right or doing what you're supposed to do. So me personally, I'm on a journey with that this year with, like, my health, because that is something that I've let go. And that's, you know, that's not good. Puts you in a bad spot. But I know when mentally I'm not doing good. And so I listen to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I've dealt with anxiety. I've told Brad and Casey this, I've dealt with anxiety my whole life. It's just something that I've I've battled with. And when I feel it creep in, mm-hmm. I have to take a time out and give myself grace. And when I come home, I try not to talk a lot. I try to chill. I try to do things I like to do. I love going places with my family. We love vacations. So when it's time for a vacation, it's time for a vacation. Well, we got to go. So we do try to do vacations, even if that is a weekend in Chattanooga. You know, we do try to do that. So definitely that. When I come home, some quiet time, like, is really good for me because I talk a lot during the day. And so I know I have to charge my battery by being and staying quiet. Reading. Listen, I love some Bravo shows too. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I just have a good time in bed watching a Bravo show. Like, I try to do something that I love to do.
Yes.
And so, like, that helps me recharge my battery so I can come in here and be positive. It's funny because I was starting to need a break before I left for Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear, you know, just when you work with people for so long, they know you. And so when I came back, Brad and Casey were both like, you look really energized. You look so like, people notice it, you know, when you're coming down and when your battery's not charged. And so those are the things I have to do for myself is I'm expending a lot of energy during the day talking. And so being quiet, doing some things I love. And then also, like, that organizational piece comes mm-hmm. into when my house is clean, I feel good. But personal health too, I've got to eat right, not a lot of caffeine. I've got to go to bed. I mean,
you get bed early too, don't you?
Yes.
We're very early to bed.
I love my rest.
Yes.
I love my rest. And so I have to do those things to make sure that mm-hmm. I've got enough energy to get what I need to get done. And that's wife, mother, and IC director too.
We gotta take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. Hallmark's my jam. So Hallmark is like, I can watch a 15 minutes of a movie.
Makes you feel good.
It makes me feel good.
Yes.
And I know what's going to happen. So if I fall asleep on it, like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not staying up late to finish it.
It does.
So
makes you feel good.
It's good to have those mindless things.
And sometimes just do what makes you feel good. You know, like, I wish it was exercising for me. I think it maybe would be if I would give it a shot. But it's funny because, you know, my husband loves, like, he's always at the gym or walking. He's like, you should come on a walk with me. And I'm like, that doesn't sound like fun. But I do need to do more of that because I think the more you do things like that, you would enjoy it. But, yeah.
Or finding something that you do enjoy.
Yeah.
Even if it's just
yoga sitting or Pilates or
Yeah, all that good stuff. So we've got our mastermind coming up next week. We're our big one.
Yes.
So we had our scale mastermind, I guess, a couple months ago. And mm-hmm. so we've got all of our apprentices coming in, which is super exciting.
To Murfreesboro, finally.
To Murfreesboro, yes.
That's so fun.
Yes. So they're coming in next week and we'll all get together. We've got some really great speakers. But one thing that we are doing, we always do at our masterminds, is have the workouts in the morning.
Yes.
So it's like, okay, we're going to have this workout time where we start our day and then mm-hmm. we can learn and grow and all that good stuff. So so we're really, really excited.
And to put you in a good headspace, to put you in a spot to where, like, you've cleared your brain, you're ready to learn, absorb everything in. So there's definitely a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's awesome that y'all do that, you know, because it's different. Most masterminds, you know, if you do events like these, like, they start with info. But I just think it's so cool that you guys always start the day out with some sort of, like, activity to make some people uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, it would make me uncomfortable. I don't like going into a gym where I don't know anybody or I think everybody's looking at me. One time we did knife fighting. You remember that? You and I, like, knife fought together.
We were very good at it.
Yeah. We did try. We were probably the most uncoordinated ones there.
For sure.
But it was fun.
And we learned a skill.
Yeah.
So.
And so it's to make you uncomfortable, mm-hmm. some people.
Yes.
And then for others, it's for clarity and focus mm-hmm. and, you know, just to get you ready for the day. So I think those are really fun.
Yeah, definitely.
I hope our apprentices come to those.
For
definitely
sure.
do that.
Yes. Yes. Highly encourage the workouts. We do have something we're adding in this year, which kind of goes along with our Women in Business podcast. We have a women's breakfast. So we're going to have a guest speaker that we're really excited about.
Yeah.
And it'll be a really great opportunity for the women to get together and just some, you know, good.
Well, and that's what we've not talked about too a lot with, like, why it was so important to us to have, like, a women's thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I know with Brad and Casey's company on both sides, the investing side and investor creator, there are a lot of women in leadership positions over here. And there's a reason for that. Like, man, can we multitask? Like, can we not? Like, we can. And I'm not saying men can, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just giving us a pat on the back here. And it's also different as a woman to see, here's my daughter calling me right now. It's all day. But it's also different being a female in investing. There's more challenges, you know, with safety. There
different is considerations for sure.
100%. Yeah. And it's so important to have that network. And so I don't know a lot of investing groups that do have like subgroups with just women like this. And that was important to us, is to empower them. And for those that are doing things outside of the home, like, man, working inside of the home is tough. So we're not saying that, but we're saying if you take the choice to work outside of the home in investing, we know that there are different considerations and different problems that arise. And so that's what that women's breakfast is all about, too, is like getting to know other women and talking that out.
I think and encouraging each other, too. I think it's just so important for, you know, us moms to see that other moms are doing this. And we might be on a call to buy a house and our kid is in the background, like throwing a fit, or maybe Bluey's on the phone, on the, you know, or whatever is on the TV in the background. It's like, hey, I'm over here buying this house.
Yes.
So, but that doesn't have to limit you, you know, and you can have both. You just like we started with, like, pick what your non-negotiables.
Yes.
And make sure to maintain those priorities, and then being okay with letting some of it go.
Yep.
And outsourcing and all that good stuff. So,
yeah.
So anything else you want to share?
I feel like I've talked a lot, so that's probably it. But I'm excited for this podcast. Hopefully I'll pop on here a bit more. We've got lots of cool chicks in the office, lots of cool ladies for y'all to hear from, but I hope to be on here more. And I'm excited for that. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you were here.